வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 25th of September, 1973, in Bombay, India.
ரகுநாத்தம் சீவம். Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the father of Sankirtan movement, within 200 years, he was acharya and a householder, grihastha. He was very responsible officer, magistrate, householder. But he was a great devotee. Not only devotee, acharya in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, disciplic succession, acharya. So, he sang, Jedina grihete bhajana dekhi, grihete goloko bha. The day, whenever we find there is bhajan, means worshipping the Supreme Lord, at that time immediately the house becomes Vaikuntha. Actually that is so. Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan is not material thing. Just like Krishna is not material. Krishna, as Krishna can stay in his abode, Goloka Vrindavan, and still he can stay everywhere, annantarasang paramanuchayantarasang. That is Krishna. In the Brahma Sangita it is stated, ekappasu rachayatum jagadanna koti. Jachaktirasti jagadanna chayajadantam annantarastham paramanu chayantarastham govindamadi Krishna. Krishna, Govinda, is everywhere by his one plenary portion, which is known as Paramatma. Ekappasau rachayatum jagadanna koti. That Paramatma is situated in every universe, annantarastham. Garbhoduk Sai Vishnu. As Garbhoduk Sai Vishnu, he is presented in every universe. And as Kirodok Sai Vishnu, he is within everyone's heart. Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesho Arjuna Tushtati. Not only within the heart of everyone, annantarastham paramanuchayantarastham, he is within the atom. That is Krishna. Similarly, Krishna's place, Goloka Vrindavan, that is also spread everywhere. How that Goloka Vrindavan becomes spread? As soon as there is devotee. Tatra tishthami narada jatra gayanti mad bhakta. Krishna says, naham tishthami Vaikunth, nacha yoginam ridayesh. I do not stay in Vaikuntha loka or within the heart of the yogis. Tatra tishthami narada jatra gayanti madbhakta. I stay there where my devotees are chanting about me, about my glories. This is the process. Immediately, Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. That is Krishna's power, omnipotence, omnipotence. We pray, God, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. So that is fact. God can be present anywhere simultaneously, omnipresent. Similarly, there is no difference between God and His place. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended, Aradha Bhagavan Vrajasatanaya Tadhyama Vrindavanam. As Krishna is worshipable, Aradhya. Similarly, His place is also Aradhya, worship. So as He is all-pervading, similarly, His place is also all-pervading. Now, how things can be changed into Vaikuntha? That is by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Jatra tatra tishthami narada jatra gayanti madbhakta. So the bhaktas, they are also so powerful that by chanting the holy name of God, they make the Supreme All-Powerful Lord descend in that place. That was the statement of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that jedine grihete bhajana dekhi, sedine grihete goloko bhava. So we can change our home also into Vaikuntha. We can change our home. It is not difficult. Because as Krishna can be all-pervading, Vaikuntha is all-pervading, but we have to simply realize it by the authorized process. Everyone, we can change our home into Vaikuntha. So there is another statement of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that Krishner samsar karo chhari anacha. To turn your home into Vaikuntha is not very difficult job. Simply, you have to adopt the method, Krishner samsar karo chhari anacha. Anachar means sinful activities. You cannot associate with God if you become sinful. That is not. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jesam antagatam papam. One who is completely free from sinful life. Te dandamahanin mukta bhajanti mangadiraprata. He can worship me. So therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is that we do not recommend that you give up your occupation, you become a sannyasi, give up your wife and children. No, that is not our movement. In amongst ourselves here, there are sannyasis, brahmacharis, grihastha, vanaprastha, everyone is there. Everyone can worship Krishna. There is no such thing that this class of men, only the Brahman or the sannyasis or brahmachari or Hindus. No. Krishna is open for everyone. Man hipartham vipassritya jepishu papajuna. Even lower born in the lower great family, he is also open. Simply, one has to adopt the means. That is recommended by. There are many songs. Nartandas Thakur, he also says, Vishaya chhariya kave suddha have man, kave hama he rava Sri Vrindavan. Vishaya means sense enjoyment. Sense enjoyment. So one has to give up this practice of sense enjoyment. Then he becomes purified. There is no prohibition for eating, but there is prohibition of eating things are rejected, which are rejected. Amedhya. Eating is not stopped, but you cannot eat anything which is not accepted by Krishna. That is called anacha. If you eat something which is not accepted by Krishna, because our life's Krishna consciousness life means to be always eternal servant of Krishna. As the servant eats the remnants of foodstuff left by the master, similarly, we are servants of Krishna. We also eat, but we eat remnants of foodstuff which is left by Krishna. That is called prasadam, mahaprasadam. So we have to mend our life in such a way that Krishna samsar karo chhari anacha. We have to give up anacha, forbidden things, sinful things. Sriyasana pana duta jatra papas chaturvida. There are four kinds of sinful activities. Basic principle of sinful life is avaidha. Illicit sex life, avaidha strisham, sriyas, suna, unnecessary animal killing, pana, drinking, intoxicant, and gambling. We have to give up these four principles. then our life becomes pure. If we give up these four principles and chant Hare Krishna mantra, then you become perfect. How it is? You can see the examples. These European Americans, they were accustomed to all these practices, that is their daily affair. But they have given up this. Now, you see how they are saintly. So, the thing is not very difficult, but one has to accept the principles, then one's life becomes perfect. They do not know what is perfection of life. People are thinking that material advancement is perfection of life. No, that is not perfection of life. Because even if you make nice material arrangement, you cannot enjoy it. At any time you shall be kicked out. Where is your perfection? Suppose you have very nice apartment, very nice good bank balance, very nice wife, children, everything is all right. But is there any guarantee that you can enjoy them? Is there any guarantee? At any moment you shall be out. This is not perfection. First of all, make guarantee that whatever I am preparing for very happy life in this material, they will be permanent. I will not be kicked out. Then it is perfection. But there is no such guarantee. Therefore, this is not perfection of life. Perfection of life is that when there is guarantee of no more birth, no more death, no more old age and no more disease, there is perfection. That can be achieved by Krishna consciousness, not by material. Haring minanam itintaranti. If you want to be eternal, blissful, eternally blissful and full of knowledge, Satchidananda Vigraha, then we have to take to Krishna consciousness. There is no other way. There is only way. Mamupita kunti adukhalayama sahasatam. If you are serious about perfection of life, then one has to take to this Krishna consciousness. Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji mangana muskuru mamiva ishasi asangsaya. Without any doubt, you shall come to me. And what is the principle? Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji mangana muskuru. Four things. Simply always think of me, manmana. You become just my devotee, madhvakta. Just worship me. It is a very difficult task to think of Krishna and to worship him, to become his devotee, and to offer obeisances to Krishna, just like we are doing this in this evening. This is the process. We are thinking of Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. We are offering obeisances to the deity and at least trying to become bhaktas, manmanabhavan, madhyaji and worshipping. What is the worshipping? Patram puspam phalam toyam jomi bhakta prajacchati. It is not difficult. Little flower, little fruit, little water, anyone can collect. But the thing is dogged obstinacy, I shall not do it. That is the thing. Otherwise, it's a very easy thing, Krishna consciousness. And if we adopt it, our life becomes successful. That is the perfection of life that we are teaching. But there is a dogged obstinacy that they will not adopt. No. This is our defect. Otherwise, the process is very simple. Everyone can adopt it. In every country, every man, there is no distinction that this class of man can adopt and that class of man can know. Just as the Hare Krishna mantra, it is now being chanted all over the world. And they are becoming Vaishnava. There are these European American boys. Then where is the difficulty? But the difficulty is our obstinacy. Now, if one is obstinate, he is determined, then it is very difficult. Therefore, Krishna says, Namāga duṣkitinā mūḍhā prapadyante narādhamā. Only these classes of men, duṣkitinā, always engaged in sinful activities. Mūḍhā, rascal. Namāga duṣkitinā mūḍhā prapadyante narādhamā. Lowest of the mankind. Because human life is meant for worshipping Krishna. Narottam Das Thakur sings, Hari Hari Bi Phale Janama Gwain. My life is for. So we are trying to stop drinking poison, knowing. Vishaya Vishanale Divanesi Hiyajale Toribare Nakoinu Upaya. Golokero Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana Rotina Janila Kanata. These are the Narottam Das Thakur, big, they are stalwart acharyas. So this Krishna consciousness movement is for everyone's benefit. It is the topmost humanitarian movement to make everyone happy, to make everyone immortal. Murhas, rascals, they cannot. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Namāga duṣkitinā mūḍhā pravadyante narādhamā. These are the qualifications. Who does not surrender to Krishna? Duskitina, Naradhama. Oh, how is Naradhama? He is M.A., Ph.D., D.H.C., T.H.C. How is Naradhama? Maya Puritagyana. His knowledge has no value. Because he does not know Krishna. This M.A., Ph.D. will not help me. Shankaracharya says, Nahi nahi rakshati dukinka. By your grammatical jugglery of words, nonsense. You cannot be saying, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Mrahma. You rascal, just engage yourself in the loving service of Govindam. This is Shankaracharya's advice, although he was impersonal. Krishna says that who does not worship me? Naradhama, Maya, Pritagyana. They have no knowledge. Because if he remains in the real point a rascal, then what is the value of his knowledge? There is no knowledge. Therefore, bhavanam janmanavante jnanaman maṁ prapadyate. After many, many births of struggling for existence like this, if one becomes actually wise, jnanaman maṁ prapadyate, he surrenders to Krishna. This is intelligence. This is intelligence. Krishna, from this day I surrendered. So long I was forgotten. I did not know that my only business is to surrender to you. So any moment you surrender, immediately you are protected. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja aham tva sarva papibhya mokkhayiṣyami. Ma suchu. Don't bother. Everything is there. Kuntiya pratijani name bhakta pranasati. So, this is our Krishna consciousness movement. We are trying to make fools and rascals and sinful men to become wise. If you take advantage of it, you will be glorified and you shall be glorified. This is our process. And actually it is happening. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is Papi tapi jato chila hori name uddharila. Tar shakti, you want evidence? Jagayan Mata. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered to Jagayan Madhai. Now you can see how much Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is strong. Many thousands of Jagai Madhais are being delivered. So his movement is greater than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, he delivered two Jagai Madhai. Now by his movement, thousands Jagai Madhai said. This is the practical. And it's very easy. It is not very difficult. Anyone can take. But if we take knowingly poison, Jani Asuniya Vishakhaina, who can protect it? So it is our appeal to everyone take to Krishna consciousness moment, chant Hare Krishna mantra. Even if you cannot give up your bad habits, sinful activities, still you take the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra and your life will be glorified. Thank you very much.
The following are questions and answers.
It is just like without eating, if you question, how one is satisfied by eating food. A hungry man, if you give him food, he will say, yes, I am satisfied. There is no question of how. If you eat, if you are hungry, if you eat, you will feel satisfaction. It is automatic. Similarly, if you chant Hare Krishna mantra, then you will understand. Not from outside. How? You can see how these boys and girls, they are feeling satisfaction. Similarly, if you chant also, you will feel satisfaction. There is no question of how. It is so. Exactly, when you are hungry, if you eat, you will feel satisfaction. It is practical. It is stated in there, therefore, Rajavidya Rajagujyam Pavitram Paramam Idam Pratyakham Avagavam Dharmam Susukham Kartum Abhayam Pratyakham Avagavam Dharmam. It is not theoretical. If you practice, you will see Pratyakham Avagavam, and it is very easy to perform. So if you chant Hare Krishna mantra, then you will understand. Exactly like that. If you eat, then you feel satisfaction. Simply theoretically discussing how it becomes, it will say you, it will not be understood. You chant, you will understand. Practical. Pratyakham avagamam dharmam susukham kartum abhayam. Any other question?
To make it more clear to me, what I feel, that it is something like not realizing that Lord Krishna is the real reason. To chant the name, it will be something like we have instances in the old shastras and books in history. That.
What do you mean by old?
The stories.
You do not know the science. Why you are talking like nonsense? What do you mean by old? It is eternal. There is no question. Abhayam, nitya shashvata. You do not know.
That which they used to pray to God before they used to go to commit theft. And they used to come back again to worship the God and to please Him that yes, they were not caught.
So do you think we are dacoits?
No.
Then what do you think? Why did you question this? Why did you question this nonsense?
Praying to God without...
Yes, He is better than you. Because you do not know what is God. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Apite sudurācāro bhajate māmananabhā sādhureva samanta. Who is worshipping God, but his character is not good, he is sadhu. And those who are talking and no connection with God, he is mūḍha, duṣkṛtana, narādha. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. We have to talk through the medium of śāstra. It is said, apīte sudurācāro bhajate māmananabhā sādhureva samantam. He is sadhu. Because technically, he has come to the right place, Bhagavad-bhajan. Kriprang bhavati dharmātmā. He will not remain such thief. Kriprang bhavati dharmātmā. Such sat chanti nigacchati. Konti apratijāni hi nami bhakta pranastati. If one has actually taken to Krishna consciousness, he will never be lost. Even though you find for the present he is not well behaved. That is this Bhartsana of Bhagavad Gita. Even a thief, even a rogue, even a sinful man takes to Krishna consciousness, and follows the rules and regulations, for the time being you may find there are some faults, but it will vanish very soon. Just like the electric fan, it is moving. You make the switch off, you will find it's still moving. But it will stop moving very soon, because the switch is off. Similarly, if anyone takes to Krishna consciousness seriously, if you find that still he is not well behaved, that is not very important thing. He has taken to Krishna consciousness, that is important. Because this superficial external misbehavior will stop. There are many shastras, example. Takta sadhanmam charanamujam hari patittatu jadi bhajan napakkuka jatra kuva abhadra abhudamusyakin kuvarthi atta apto abhajataan sadhanam. Krishna consciousness is so nice, even one takes by sentiment, still his property. And person who are very honest in executing his duty but does not take to Krishna consciousness, Shastra says, kovartha apta abhajata. What does he gain? He does not gain anything. Because he is bound up by the resultant action of his karma. So it is a great science, one has to understand then. But for the present, of course, a Krishna bhakta never takes the profession of dacoity. We have no such evidence. Rather, dacoits were made very great devotees. There are instances. But Krishna says, even if he is dacoit, but Krishna bhakta, sadhureva samana, he is to be considered sadhu. See, it is the certificate of Krishna, what can I do? Arati.